The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Jacob Stockdale for Ulster. Shamrocks 1, Daffodils 0.
Felt like a proper test match. Wales brought an awful lot of physicality, and you can see that they're a team that's on the rise. You know, they're improving massively. You definitely saw it last week, and I think you saw it out there today. So, you know, fair play to them. But I thought that we there's times we didn't manage it too well, but on the whole, I think we did a really good job of it. Yeah.
So, the verdict, we did a pretty good job. I was on the edge of my seat. You were actually in the stadium, Devon Toner, were you not?
Yes, we were there watching it, yeah. And it was kind of find it hard. You don't see as much as you want to when you're actually there, there at the game. But yeah, no, like, it's funny, like, when you've been out of it for so long, you obviously see Ireland are held to such a high standard, but when you're actually playing it, I would have been delighted with a 27-17 win over Wales.
A win is a win is a win.
A win is a win. They got we got it over the line. We're fighting for a Triple Crown next week. Like, technically, we can still maybe win it.
It'll depend on what happens with France, and we don't expect Scotland really to do the business.
I don't expect France to lose any games, to be honest. I think France have it in the bag at this stage, but it's I think this tournament for us as a whole, I think we've built a lot of strength and depth. I think Andy Farrell has kind of rotated a bit and gave a few games to people who we didn't think were going to get a few, and we had a few people shining as well. So
now it had everything. I mean, we had some handbags with Tyke Furlong.
Mm-hmm.
His last action, really, before he was substituted.
Yeah.
But he looked in good shape, actually.
He did, yeah. Like, the physicality of the game was huge yesterday. I think Wales had a really good defence. I think our defence was quite good as well, but some of the collisions were huge. But that's always the way with Wales as well. They're a very physical side, so it was a proper test.
There was a suggestion that they would run out of puff, that, you know, Ireland were better conditioned in.
I think that's what the game plan was: try and go around the corner and get the forwards to hit it up a bit more and kind of and try and tire them out. I think, but I think Wales surprise. No, I don't think surprise is the word. But I think because Wales were getting better and better.
If you listen to the commentary beforehand, it was a walk in the park.
100%. And now that is Wales, I think, 14th or 15th loss in a row. But they are still getting better and better, and they're still a young side, and they still have a lot of talent.
It reminds you of the old days, though. If Ireland lost by 5 or 6 points or 10 points, it was a moral victory.
Yeah.
And I mean, moral victories are no good.
No one likes moral victories, no. It's still going to sting for them, but they still played well, you know. And so I don't think we should be taking anything away from them from playing well, but I think we were expected to win by a lot more.
When you're looking to the future, and we must do when we look at the World Cup looming, and who might be playing, would Tyke Furlong be playing, you know, who knows? But James Gibson-Park will be playing, one presumes. He's still at peak fitness, but we can see perhaps his successor in Doak, who came on made the best of an opportunity.
100%. Like, I think Jemison is the heartbeat of the team at this stage. I think he's a phenomenal player, and he's been so good for Ireland for the last couple of years. But I think that is the one position where there's a little bit of lack of depth, I think. But Doak came on, he's played brilliant for Ulster for years, and obviously got Craig Casey as well. So I think just the gap between the Gemmo and the rest is just that little bit too big at the minute. So I think Doak needs a few more games.
Now, you might say that the final score, what was it, 27-17, put a gloss on it a bit, that it almost could have been the reverse if balls had bounced certain ways.
Yeah, I think so. Look, it was a little bit of a clunky game, and as I said, our expectations are so high for this team, especially after last week in Twickenham. Everyone expected them to back that up, but it's hard to back up two performances like that. And again, I'm going to say, from a player's point of view, it's a bonus point winning the Six Nations over Wales. It'll take it any day of the week.
Yeah. Who shone for you last night from the Irish point of view?
I liked Nick Timoney. I think he played really well. Mm-hmm. I think Jemison Gibson-Park played really well. And I think our player of the tournament so far is Stuart McCluskey. I think at 12, he's been playing brilliantly. He's taken his chance and he's ran with it.
And the towering presence of James Ryan and Ty Byrne were absolutely awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. James Ryan, he didn't start against France, but he came off the bench. And ever since then, he's just proved how important he is around the ruck time, around the physicality time, and he really kind of brings that physical edge. I think Joe McCarthy came off the bench and he made an impact as well.
He was wild.
It's always great seeing a second row kick the ball. And that's kind of what led to a try in the second half.
I mean, it's been a great season of discoveries, really. I know Balakun was no mystery to Ulster, but
no.
On the national side, I mean, yeah, he's really burst on the scene.
He's really burst on the scene. There's a couple of young props as well. Obviously, there was some injuries in for the Loosehead, but we obviously see Jeremy Lochman come on, see Michael Milne getting a few game time, and Tom O'Toole started yesterday. He switched from tight head to Loosehead, and he did well yesterday. Yeah. So it's good seeing people taking a chance.
So what's happening this week, do you think, in the run-up to the Scotland game?
It's just...
What kind of words will Andy have, do you think?
It's recover. It's recover, first off. And it's because, it's a grueling Six Nation camp, so they're going to obviously try and recover as best they can and obviously go over the game plan and what's happening as Wales, and it's just try and focus on themselves, not really focus on Scotland. Obviously, have to look and see what Scotland do against France today.
Yeah. Anyway, we didn't have champagne rugby last night. We had what? Smithwick's rugby.
Pint of Carlsberg.
Yeah. Devon Toner, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.